Today is Thursday, April 30th. I'm Megan Lynch. If you've been missing mail, this might be why. A large pile of undelivered mail has been found in a vacant North St. Louis lot. The Postal Service is investigating how it got there and coming up with plans to deliver the mail. The pile includes bills, even an insurance card for addresses all over St. Louis City, some as far away as Ferguson. The buildup before Monday's storms has some people asking whether it was overkill. WashU Public Health Professor Salma Abdallah has studied the mental health impacts of traumatic weather events. She says some people suffer from depression and PTSD years after a severe weather disaster.
So I am increasingly worried that increasing warnings might have the same impact that we're seeing from exposure to social media, exposure to news. And that is something I think we need to be A, researching more, but B, the government should be worried about more.
Abdallah says what does help storm victims is when basic needs are met immediately and recovery efforts happen quickly. The state-controlled St. Louis Police Board's budget battle with Mayor Kara Spencer turned testy yesterday. The exchange got personal.
The lack of transparency and communication is unfortunate.
I'm going to, the transparency, the accusations of this body of being non-transparent is not going to be allowed to be articulated in this particular situation.
Mr. Saraceno, I'm allowed to articulate whatever I'd like.
Board President Chris Saraceno pushed back.
This is not a lack of transparency or a lack of accountability.
I'm not going to be told what I'm allowed to say and what I'm not allowed to say and what's not tolerated here at the Board of Police Commissioners.
I didn't say that you couldn't say it. I didn't say you could not say it.
The board voted to redirect $5.3 million in unspent funds toward tasers, a gun range, sound barrier, vehicles, and legal costs.
It might not be what looks to be the best at this point in time, but this team has worked very hard to try to get the necessary tools and resources within this budget to deliver for this department.
The request now goes to the Board of Estimate and Apportionment, although Mayor Spencer says she's not sure she could even bring it to a vote. Her argument is that unspent funds at the end of a fiscal year revert back to city reserves. She says the state board can't simply redirect that money toward new purchases like tasers that weren't already committed obligations. A Farmington police officer now on leave after facing sexual assault allegations. Farmington Chief of Police Chris Bullock says he received the complaint in late March. He says the unnamed officer will remain on leave until an investigation is complete. In a statement released yesterday, Bullock says the officer was not a paid city employee at the time of the allegation, which is from June of 2016. 11 students were injured after a school bus overturned in Carrolltown, Illinois. The crash happened around 3:45 yesterday afternoon on Highway 67. Police say a car going the opposite direction crossed over the center line. The Green School District bus driver drove onto the shoulder to avoid the car, hit a ditch, and flipped. 11 students and a staff member were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The speed limit in Missouri hasn't changed in several decades, but could soon see a boost to a 75-mile-per-hour speed limit on rural interstates and highways.
The faster you go, more likely you're going to have a serious crash.
That's Chuck Farmer with the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. He's not on board with raising speed limits, and neither is MoDOT. He says when the speed limit goes up, people just drive even faster.
What tends to happen is they just bump up to the next comfortable speed for them, which is 5-10 miles an hour above whatever the posted limit is.
The bill's sponsor says modern cars are safer. A higher limit would improve traffic flow. The bill has one more vote pending in the Missouri House. One of downtown St. Louis's most iconic buildings is getting a major makeover. Here's Michael Calhoun.
The artist who painted the giant mural that wraps three sides of the Edison Brothers building in downtown St. Louis is coming back to restore it. Richard Haas created the realistic artwork in 1984, depicting scenes from the 1904 World's Fair, including an image of King Louis IX on the south face of the building. His return is part of an $81 million renovation by Midas Hospitality, which plans to reopen the nearly century-old landmark as the Sheraton St. Louis Downtown in fall 2027. The project includes a new rooftop deck that is one block from Enterprise Center.
From the KMOX business desk, University City is getting a new grocery store, a 75,000-square-foot Deerberg's, opening Tuesday at 8680 Olive Road. That's at the southeast corner of Interstate 170 and Olive Boulevard. It will be located across from the Costco, and a neighboring Target is set to open May 17th.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX news team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.